Fine. Who is this?
This is Mike from Manassas, Virginia.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite radio station?
107.3, of course.
That's right, of course.
Sir, of course.
Yes.
Hey.
What you calling to win, Mike?
We're calling to win a little bit of money. What's up?
Hey, trying to win the money?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. How much money?
Let's guess $16,492.
What was that guess again?
$16,492.
Hey, all right, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, talk to this contestant for a minute.
Let me call upstairs, get a legal point of view on this. Like nothing better to tell
find
this
out.
Idiot he's won $16,000.
Giving our legal opinion on what we can, how we can deceive him.
Just got to see where we stand.
Poor man is clueless.
Call the wrong radio station.
You see, the listener thinks he's got the wrong radio station.
No, the listener thinks he's got the right radio station.
He's got the wrong radio station.
All right, hold on.
He's walked into our den.
All right, let me try Ken.
We're on good terms with him today.
Very good.
Because what I hated to say, yes, you win, you know, and then have the guy call Ken up and said, hey, Don and Mike gave me $16,000.
That would be a very, very unhappy, very bad.
But it'd be a great goof to tell this guy he wins. Like, tell him where Q107 is.
Come on down, pick up your satchel of cash. It's in a big satchel, and it's all unmarked bills.
You know, I'll tell you something. I had this done to me.
Where another guy from another radio station? Yeah.
When I worked at 99X in New York, there was another station, WPIX.
Right.
And when little kids would look in a phone book for 99X, they would come to WPIX first.
Right.
So they would call this guy that was a friend of mine, the disc jockey Howard Hoffman. We worked at the same time of night from 6 to 10. And they'd call him, he'd go, hey, PIX. They'd go, is this 99X? And he'd go, not on the air, of course,
right.
While he's playing records. He'd go, yeah, it sure is.
Hey.
And once he said, well, guess what? You want a brand new sailboat. And I got the girl to scream and everything, then pretended like he was taping her.
Right.
And then he said, okay, now we're off the air.
All right, listen, my name is Don Geronimo, and our station's at 44th and Broadway.
Sent them down there.
Come down tomorrow and ask for Bill Garcia.
That was the program director. So the next day, I'm sitting at home, about 3 o'clock, my phone rings.
Right.
The program director calls me up, and he goes, did you give away a boat last night on your show? I'm like, no, absolutely not. I did not.
You want a new sailboat.
He says, I got a little girl down here with her mom and dad.
Oh, no.
Swears to God she called up 99X and that you gave her a sailboat.
Oh, no.
Now, fortunately, I worked at a station that taped every phone call.
Right.
So I said, I'm positive I didn't do that, blah, blah, blah. And it was about 2 weeks later, I was out to eat with this guy, Howard Hoffman,
right.
Who was a friend of mine.
Right.
And he just mentioned to me in passing, hey, that little girl ever call you about the sailboat?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, I don't
know the legality of this.
You still talking to him?
He's still here.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's just as dumb as a box of rocks.
Just trying. You know, it's very difficult to find anybody around here today. I don't know why. Usually when the boss is here. Hello?
It's 5:30.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, hello.
Good.
Don and Mike.
Hi, listen, I've got an idiot on the phone who thinks he's calling Q107.
That's right, but he's called us instead.
Right. Now, he wants to play a cash game.
Where he guesses an amount of cash and sees if he's got the right total.
Okay.
So, legally speaking, on the radio, can I tell this guy he wins whatever the amount is and then just tell him to go down to Q107 to get his money?
No.
No.
Oh, boo.
No. Okay. Well, I can certainly be mean to him, though.
Yes, okay. Please.
All right.
Good. Very
all right,
good.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Make sure right. Stand by for Mr. Katz. We're going on the air, all right? Stand by.
All right, now let's go back. I'm sorry for the delay, everybody. It's 527. What's your favorite radio station?
107.3.
And what's your name again?
My name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? It's good to hear you.
All right, you
all right.
Too, buddy.
Now, Mike, what was your guess in the cash contest?
My guess is
$16,492. I want to tell you something. That was wrong. Can I tell you something else?
Yes, sir.
You're a stupid, dumb ass.
Oh, why you say that, man?
Because you're stupid. That was an incredibly stupid, dumb-ass guess. You're stupid, man.
Woo!
Mix 107 hates our listeners. You're stupid.
I know better than that, man. I know much better than that.
No. What do you mean you know better than that, man?
I know better than that because you love your listeners.
No, we don't, man. We hate our listeners, and I want to tell you right now, go to hell. I speak for the entire Mix 107 staff when I say go to hell.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Go to hell, man. And don't you ever listen to this station again, you stupid retard. Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Yes, you're so stupid.
That's okay.
Hey, it's 5:28, everybody. More of the best mix coming right up.
More chances to win.
I can't believe you would listen to this stupid station anyway. Have you listened to the music we play on this station?
Yes, sir, I do.
Jesus Christ, Gloria Estefan, Phil Collins.
It's right on time to me, buddy.
Jesus, it's good if you're changing your tampon. You're a man. What are you doing listening to this station? Christ, you got a vagina?
You want to see it?
I know you got one, don't you?
You want to come find out?
Yeah, come on down here.
Oh, you want
come on down to Mix 107. Come on down and look me up, man. I want to tell you something on behalf of the staff and management of Mix 107.
You tell me something, buddy.
We hate you.
Oh, well,
because like you're so stupid, you didn't get our cash contest.
That's okay. I still love you, man.
That's very peaceful.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, I had sex with your mama.
You did?
I had sex with everybody at Mix 107 had sex with your mama.
That's good, man. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, we all did.
That's fine.
All your favorite Mix 107 disc jockeys had sex with your mama.
You did?
Yes.
But it's great that you're going to come down
man,
and show us your genitals.
Enough to give me $16,492.
I would give it to you if you weren't so goddamn stupid.
Well, you can still give it to me even though I'm stupid. What's up?
No, I can't give it to you. I'm sorry, I can't give it to you because we don't respect our audience at Mix 107.
No better than that.
I'm telling... Hey, are you on the radio or not? Are you on the radio right now? Yes, you are.
It's Mix 107.
I'm telling...
Yes, I believe I am. Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the radio right now. You just heard my voice on Mix 107. You know you're live on the radio. And I'm telling you on behalf of the entire staff and management of Mix 107.
Yes, sir.
You just heard my voice on Mix 107. You know you're live.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you hear that, and you know you're on the radio now.
I sure do.
I wouldn't lie to you on the radio. I say on behalf of everybody at Mix 107.
Staff and management.
Go to hell. On behalf of the entire staff and management. All of us. We all collectively wish you would just roll over and die.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You understand me now?
Collectively wish you would just roll over.
Only if I can take $16,492.
No! No, you can't win our money.
I think I won.
Because you're stupid, man. Mix 107 thinks you're a dumbass.
No, you can't win our
because you're stupid, man.
He is further confused.
You're a dumbass. All right, now listen, I got to get back to more of the best mix.
Okay, well, you do what you got to do.
All right, let me ask you something.
What's that?
I'm going to play the latest hit by Cher right now, Mix 107.
Okay.
And I want to ask you something, you dumb MF-er. You stupid piece of garbage. Hey, how come you listen to this station anyway, man? It's an awful station, Mix 107.
Because, man, I love your music.
How come you don't listen to a good station, man, like JFK?
Yeah, the Don and Mike Show. That's what you're on.
Oh. Well, listen.
Well, that's the first time he decided to get nasty.
Listen, my simpleton friend.
To get nasty.
Can I tell you something?
Listen, my simpleton friend.
Hello? Yeah.
Turn your radio down.
You see... Hello?
He hung up. Okay, all right, he hung up. There you go. He'd had enough.
Christ.
Oh, God. My God.
Where am I, $16,000?
He likes the music.
You know what?
I'm sitting here screaming at him. Mix 107 hates you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Here's my money.
Come on now. I want my money. Please.
Oh, my God. And he had to dial on the wrong station.
Nothing like those wrong numbers, I'll tell you that right now.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. See, if we had been off the radio,
sure,
we could have said to him, yeah, you win the money.
Of course.
Come on down to the radio station.
Yeah, and then wouldn't they have had an angry camper?
Oh, my God.
Where's my money?
You know, next time, Robbie, just don't tell me that that guy's on the phone on the air.
That's right.
We'll do it all off the air.
Sure, that'll be real fun.
Like Howard Hoffman did to me that time.
Hey, it's not 16,000. It's 1 million. But you have to get down here within 20 minutes, or you don't collect your prize.